Welcome to the Everyman Sports Podcast, the show for fans, by fans. No former pros, no so-called experts, just real passionate fans. From outside on a porch to inside a living room, in the parking lot of a stadium to the dining room table, friends and families chat about their teams, their games, and what makes them cheer. This is Everyman Sports.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. Our phone number is 626-427-7678. That's 626-427-7678. And you can find us on Twitter at Everyman Sports for all updates and any other sports knowledge and anything else otherwise. So happy Thanksgiving to all. This is our Thanksgiving Day episode. Dinner is done, dessert is done, and here we are sitting around the table with my dad. How you doing, Dad?
I'm doing great.
All right, my son is Connor, is currently in your arms, and he's fighting over the microphone as well. So, we have my cousin Jake. How you doing, Jake?
Hi. How are you?
I'm very good. How about you? We have my cousin Jesse. How you doing, Jesse?
Good.
Good. Then we also have Camille. Camille, say hi. Go ahead, say hi.
Hi.
Good job, Camille. Excellent job. All right. So. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Who's full? You guys full?
Not really.
No?
Not really.
All right. Well, you're young enough. There's plenty of room in there, so don't worry about that. So Thanksgiving, you have the traditional football games, some stinkers, and, well, depending on who you're a fan of, but the Eagles didn't show up.
Eagles suck today.
They were very bad. 45-14, I believe the final was. And it was bad. Mark Sanchez should not be allowed to play on Thanksgiving. Yeah. First it was butt fumble, and now it's this poor showing. So sad to see that. But the Lions looked pretty good. Matt Stafford threw 5 touchdowns. Megatron, Calvin Johnson had 3 touchdowns. Very, very, very good playing by them. So,
but the real story is Philadelphia.
Yeah, Philadelphia is not looking too good. Now, we've had this conversation, you know, will Chip Kelly be fired? But I'm pretty sure that Chip Kelly, look, the owner chose Chip Kelly over the GM, and he's not on a fight like that. The GM, you know, the owner's not just going to say, "Oh, I chose the coach for a season," and then he's going to go.
But the question is, have the players quit on him?
I'd like to say no, but I mean, they're in a tough position. DeMarco Murray is not what he's supposed to be. Jordan Matthews not living up to what he's supposed to be.
Now, the defense gave up a lot.
And this is the second. They no-showed last week. They gave up 45 points last week?
Yeah.
They didn't do well last week, so that wasn't good.
So is this guy Spurrier?
He might be. But back-to-back 10-6 seasons. You want to say that was the old roster? Maybe? You know, this is his new roster, and so far they're not doing too good.
Right.
But as sad as it is, they're actually in the race for the NFC East. They're actually in the hunt for that. So they can't say like they're not making the playoffs right now.
Right.
So, and Detroit looked good.
And the owner's patient.
The owner is patient.
Yeah.
I mean, how long did McNabb last?
Right.
How long did Andy Reid last?
Now, are the Panthers for real?
Yes.
Now,
absolutely.
The Super Bowl is going to be in that stadium.
Super Bowl is going to be... No. It's going to be in San Francisco, Santa Clara.
What is that, next year?
I think next year it's going to be at AT&T Stadium.
That's 50. I thought 50.
No, 50 is going to... They want to go back as close to San Francisco.
Isn't this year 50?
This is the 50th Super Bowl. Super Bowl 50.
They had a touchdown.
They did have a touchdown. But Super Bowl 50 is going to be in San Francisco, Santa Clara, if you want to be specific.
Right.
And the reason is they want to get it as close to Los Angeles as they could.
Okay.
Without having to go to San Diego for whatever reason,
right.
They wanted to go to San Francisco. So that's going to be, I think, Texas Stadium is going to be the following year, or AT&T Stadium, whatever you want to call it. I think it's the 51 or 52.
Okay.
It's going to be there. So, yeah, Carolina looks real. Again, they beat up on the Cowboys. That was another, I think it was 33-14.
Right.
Tony Romo threw 3 picks and...
2 in a row.
Two on back-to-back series, and it looks like he re-injured his collarbone.
Right.
It might even be refractured. So he comes back for 2 games, won one of them, and now it looks like he might. It's still early to tell, but he might be out for the season. So the Cowboys, you know, I can say the Eagles still alive. Technically, the Cowboys are still alive, but right. I think the Cowboys are more dead than
now,
the
Redskins and the Giants this week coming up.
This is a big game between them. Absolutely. Yeah, so we've got three of the games today. Chicago Bears and the Packers haven't played yet, and this is a recording before it. But yeah, so this week, big game between the Giants and...
And also the Bengals.
Giants and the Redskins.
Redskins look pretty good this season.
They're doing okay. They're doing okay. They do better at home than on the road.
Right. True.
Yeah, they are. And the Giants, I mean, this is wide open for them. At least in the NFC East, really. They control their own destiny. Yeah.
So they're like the cleanest shirt in the dirty laundry.
Pretty much. It's the one that smells the least. You do the sniff test on it. Absolutely. Well, you just got to make the playoffs. We know what the Giants do in the playoffs.
Right.
And we know what they do against the Patriots should they make it.
Well, around the holidays, you want your team in it.
Of course you do. Right. Of course, that's what you want. But very quickly, to go back to it, because we haven't recorded, even though we're recording this on Thursday and Thanksgiving, we didn't. Just want to quickly go over last week's game. The Bills almost beat New England on Monday night.
And New England was exposed for a total makeshift offensive line. Amazing. Nobody had started the season.
Is New England undefeated?
They are currently undefeated, 10-0.
So they're doing a lot with a little.
They are, but they sure do miss Amendola. They have Amendola, but Edelman being out hurts them. Deion Lewis still hurts them, but unfortunately Brady's still there. I say unfortunate. I'm a Jet fan. Right. I don't like Brady.
Right.
Who else is undefeated? It's Patriots?
And the Panthers.
Well, Panthers.
And there was a stat, if anybody was watching, there was a stat during the Cowboy-Panther game that said when two teams this late in the season are undefeated, both of them meet up at some point in the playoffs. The 90 Giants and the 99ers, that was 1990, and they both met in the NFC Championship game. And then I think the other one was... One where they met in the Super Bowl. Oh, the Colts and the Saints, and they met in the Super Bowl.
I remember that.
Yes.
I was like...
48, I think.
I was like 3 years
old. No,
Okay, so it was that one. other games, the big one was Arizona beating the Bengals.
And the bigger story there was the Bengals covered.
The
line was 4.5.
The Bengals, I figured it was going to be a close game. I didn't expect it to be so high scoring.
Well, those early picks by Palmer.
Yeah, Palmer stole
some drives.
It did, but the Arizona defense, they were very strong, and they held them off. They actually were tied, but they left too much time on the clock for Arizona to come in and do that. Minnesota Green Bay, that was supposed to be a close game, but it wasn't, and it looks like the Packers are going to win the North, so long as they hold off the Bears, I think.
Well, that Rodgers is just too much of a talent down week after week.
Yes. Yeah, that's very tough. Rodgers is a strong quarterback. Again, Philadelphia gave up 45. They're not good. Kansas City's back in this thing.
Big time.
Big time. Big time, absolutely.
Now, they had that 346-pound running back.
Yeah, he scored a touchdown. The largest weight-wise to score a touchdown. His name was Spencer Ware? No, yeah, Spencer Ware. Scored two touchdowns. That's amazing.
No, but this guy,
Poe. Dontari Poe.
346 pounds.
Another Nigerian nightmare.
Well, no, that's more like the Fridge Perry.
Yeah, Refrigerator Perry had the previous record.
Who ran that touchdown in the Super Bowl? It should have been Walter Payton.
But then Walter Payton... Never had a Super Bowl touchdown. Man. It's amazing in that game, 46-10, yeah.
They should have given it to him.
They should have, but I guess they figured they'll always be back.
So 346, now this was early in camp, or do you think he's a little bit more than that right now?
Well, I've always heard that, I know in baseball, your weight on like the baseball card or what they put in the meat, that's from spring training.
Well, I know from high school, guys were like 5'6 with their helmet on. I don't know how they measured them.
Yeah, exactly. And you're standing on a concrete floor.
Right.
Ross Osweiler. I'm sorry, Brock Osweiler. Brock Osweiler.
Rookie debut.
Yeah. And he takes over for Manning, and he was able to beat Chicago in Chicago. Chicago's still in it, so we can't say they're a bad team.
They're going to New England. What do you make of that game?
No, they're going to Denver. New England goes to Denver.
Oh, okay.
This is big. Yeah. So they're going to be in Denver for that. That's going to be a big game. That's probably going to be, even if Manning's healthy, he's not starting.
Well,
he's not
going to
be in it. He's not going to start that game. It's definitely going to be Osweiler. So
is he a guy that stayed too long?
Who, Manning?
Yeah.
It's hard to tell.
Well, if you don't win, then you go out losing.
That is true.
Well, but he said he'd play for somebody else next year.
I believe it. Absolutely. Then there, look, you look around the league, all the guys who are injured, these backups are not serviceable.
Yeah, but there's two types of professional football players. Those that football quits them or those that quit football.
Right.
And most don't quit football.
No. Barry Sanders is the only real and most recent example you can
Jim
give.
Jim Brown.
True. Or those Niners players who had with the brain injury. Or they were nervous for their career.
That was after the signing bonus.
Right, that's true. When all that changed. Yeah, so moving to this week's games, who are your best bets? I know we've got these Thanksgiving Day games. They're already being used right now. I mean, as we said, that the Redskins and the Giants is a big game. For a divisional game,
yeah, that's
big.
A Bruner theory, because you got the home team getting between pick'em and 2.5.
Right.
So I do like the Redskins here.
Right. No, I have it as Washington getting 3 at home.
Okay.
So
are Seahawks doing good this season?
Seahawks are okay. Seahawks. Well, I mean, they peaked. They peaked last year and they blew it.
Well, they're playing the Steelers.
They made it to the Super Bowl 2 years in a row.
2 years in a row, and they should have won last year. It's just that simple. So what you boil it down to?
I was rooting for New England that game.
Well, that's fair enough. You're allowed to do that. So who do you like this week?
Well, the pickings look slim.
Yeah, it really does. Last week.
The Jets-Dolphins game is always a good one.
Yes, Jets-Dolphins, and this is going to be in New York.
3.5 might be too much for the Jets to cover.
Yeah, I got 4 here. Jets giving 4 at home.
I think it's too much for them to be giving anybody.
And I tell you what, Fitzpatrick, first of all, last week, first of all, I got to say, Houston is looking strong. They could actually take over that division in the South.
What about the Chiefs at home against the Bills? The Bills on a 3-game winning streak.
No, a 3-game winning streak.
A 2-game winning streak, then they lost to the Patriots.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, so they went streaking. Boy, I got to tell you, as a Jet fan, if you're Rex, look, Rex had, you can't say that the Jet game was a hangover.
No.
Because they had, 10 days?
Yeah.
It was a Thursday night game, then they played Monday.
Well, there was
so 11 days.
Did
11
you see
days.
That play in the Monday night game where it was an inadvertent whistle?
Right.
Well, that could have caused them a touchdown right there.
True. And at the end of the game, Sammy Watkins goes
out. Because they didn't cover. That line was 7.5.
Right. And then Sammy Watkins goes out of bounds on the last play. He gives himself up, goes out of bounds.
You believe it?
2 seconds left. Clock's still running.
Yeah.
So either the refs, quote-unquote, made good on that call earlier, or...
Well, usually the Patriots get all the breaks.
Well, that's a break they got.
But that whistle wasn't a break.
Right. But the play at the end, you want to call it a make good, just very disappointing.
So I'm liking the Chiefs over the Bills. That line's 5. That's always the toughest line for me.
All right. Chiefs giving 5 at home.
Right.
Kansas City.
Tyrod Taylor playing?
Yeah. Yeah. Tyrod Taylor's going to be, I think. I haven't heard anything else otherwise.
Chiefs are on a roll. They started out hard.
They are. And just the injury bandwagon continues. Joe Flacco, out for the season.
Right.
Justin Forsett, out for the season. Baltimore,
Manning out.
Manning's going to be out for quite a while. Marshawn Lynch, sports hernia. He's going to be out at least a month, if not longer.
Eli
but that replacement
or
Peyton. Peyton's going to be out.
Who is this replacement?
Thomas Rawls. He does pretty good.
He looked good.
Yeah, he looks pretty good. So, I mean, but Devontae Freeman, concussion. He doesn't look like he's going to play this week.
And what about Bridgewater?
Bridgewater's okay. He's going to start. He's going to be okay.
But how can he be knocked out in football and be back in a week? In boxing, it takes a month or more.
Well, because they got this
a lot more money.
Boxers
don't have a union.
That is true. And how about let's talk about Case Keenum for a second.
Yeah.
Case Keenum, backup starting
never
quarterback.
Heard of him.
Well, he's the he has the most touchdowns in Division 1A football. At the university, I think he's got like 60 touchdowns in his 4 years at Houston.
Really?
It's amazing. So then, he goes, he starts for them over Foles because Foles hasn't been playing well.
For the Rams.
Yes, for the Rams. Against
very disappointing year after year.
Very much so. And they
the most average team out there.
Their defense looked amazing this last couple years. Defensive front line.
They got a world-class sprinter, wide receiver.
Yes. So,
I think
So Case Keenum's out there. He's behind center. He gets knocked out. He's obviously out of it, and they keep him
his
in the game.
His own players steady him. Like, it's like you'd carry a buddy out of a bar.
Yeah.
On each side.
It's true. They carried him out. Didn't look good. And he came right back in.
Yeah.
And he got how he passed that, the concussion, quote-unquote, test, is beyond me and beyond so many others.
Well,
and then
it must based on the roster, because he was number two. Number one was out, so you got to last a little longer.
And then two plays later, he fumbles the ball, which you can honestly point to and say he's concussed. He's not in, head's not in the game.
Right.
And that turnover leads to a Ravens field goal, which wins the game.
Right.
And then earlier, talking about Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick got lit up going for the end zone, and he was obviously not looking too good.
Yeah, but he can't get away from anybody.
I know. Well, first of all, how a man who went to Harvard, an Ivy League.
Can't buy a razor.
He can't buy a razor. Hey, although P.S. Just came out. They posted pictures. He trimmed his beard.
He trimmed it.
So it's down
so
to...
So people like me should relax now?
Probably. It's skin level. You know, it's much trim. So it's not big, bushy, full beard anymore.
Right.
So...
Yeah, that caveman thing wasn't working.
Well, he said, I need to try and fix the mojo. I need to try and change
fix
the mojo.
Yeah, and then start, like, completing some passes.
So, you have... So, yeah, so in the game against Houston, he gets knocked out. And how a guy at Harvard, they just show clip after clip of him, diving for a couple yards. And he's given his body up in the worst ways, head forward, never slides.
Right.
Like, it's like
he's
wants.
He's bad at what he does.
He's bad at what he does. And I would assume more out of an Ivy League school.
Right.
You know, if you're going to play football there, if you're going to graduate.
Yeah. Is that a smart man's game?
Football?
Yeah.
Probably not.
More
depends.
More dedication than brains.
Depends. So, yeah, so a lot of injuries, a lot, and especially this week, the concussion issue has reared its ugly head again. But it just comes...
Well, they keep focusing on this
stuff.
Well,
of course.
In the old days, they just get that jackass off the field.
Right. And now the family of Frank Gifford came out and said that he had CTE, which is the traumatic brain injury that's been affecting so many older football players. So it's no surprise a guy who looked like he died... In like 1962 on the field.
Right.
You know, he's coming back and, you know, he's got problems.
Yeah, it's always something.
Of course.
But how do you not figure a collision sport would result in some damage like that?
Yeah.
Isn't it an implied risk? I mean, when
it is. I think so.
Right.
Now, I'm not justifying large contracts, but look, this is what happens.
Right.
Now, we probably should have better protection for the players in terms of when they're done.
But studies have proven the more protection you give somebody, the more risk they will take.
Sure.
So that's not really the answer. So why didn't you have so many concussions back in the day?
Because you weren't leading with your head.
You weren't leading with your head.
You weren't leading with your head.
You were tackling with shoulders.
When there was no face mask.
Wrapping up with your arm.
When there was no face mask, you didn't want to lead with your face. So you wanted to keep your face shielded.
Right.
You know, so all that sort of stuff. So in any case, it looks like the NFL season is just going to come to this. Who is the healthiest come playoff time? Who's the healthiest? You're going to go far. Right now, the Panthers.
Look real good.
Their only injuries came in the offseason with Kelvin Benjamin.
Yeah.
So, and they look healthy.
Team of destiny.
Pretty much. It looks like it. And they are doing it.
Old school.
Defense. Yeah. Three interceptions, two returned for touchdowns in the game against the Cowboys.
They don't quit.
They don't. They're too good. So, that's what's going on in the NFL. That's what's happening.
No matter what, my favorite team is the Raiders. I know they're going to lose, but.
Hey, they have been looking good this season. They're
wide receiver, quarterback Carr.
Yeah. Derek Carr is doing pretty good.
But
and that wide receiver is special.
But the problem is that they're just not winning.
What's his name?
Amari Cooper.
They're just
not winning enough at home, and that's the problem. I mean, that's you cannot give it up at home, and they're giving it up. And
they got the black hole with them.
What about the Vikings going against these sliding Falcons who really can't score anymore?
No. The big starts help you later in the season, but
you like them plus two at Falcons.
I guess you have to.
Vikings.
They're coming off a bad loss.
Right.
They're going on the road against a team that got shell shocked by the Colts.
Yeah.
I mean, Matt Hasselbeck
without luck.
Yeah, Matt Hasselbeck didn't do much in the game, but the defense. Matt Ryan,
40-year-old quarterback and a 42-year-old field goal kicker.
Yeah. Yeah, they both did well, but it was Matt Ryan gave it up. You know, he threw an interception that was returned for a touch. So a lot of problems there for the Falcons.
So I like the Vikes.
That's right. Not much to report in Major League Baseball. No big signings has happened. A couple trades, but nothing too big. So we'll still have to wait on that. And then in the NBA, the Golden State Warriors are off
undefeated.
To the 16-0. One of the best starts in NBA history.
Right.
Not quite. I think 33-0, which is the record for by the Lakers. But
what's going on with the Celtics?
Well, as it turns not much, out, not it much. Turns out if they win the game before the whatever. That game to set the record will be against the Lakers.
Game 34 is against the Lakers. And
so isn't that an irony?
That is.
I was at my friend's house playing NBA.
Yeah.
Oh my God! It's the worst game ever.
Which platform? Xbox, PS.
Xbox. It was like 2K15.
Yeah, basketball. The basketball video games are severely lacking. It's all about the football Madden games.
No, because like you have to do to shoot a foul shot, you have to like flick the stick up and
right. Yeah,
it's confusing.
It's very difficult. So yeah, so that's going on right now, and Porzingis for the Knicks, looking very strong. You know, a lot of the Knicks fans, I think, if you ask them now, because on draft day they were like, who? You know, there are pics.
Right.
There's video of kids in the audience crying.
Yeah.
There's a viral video online of some guy who sounds like Danny DeVito just yelling, who is this guy? Who did they draft? And meanwhile, now he's looking great. Right. He's looking really good. And he actually makes...
That team needs somebody.
He makes Carmelo Anthony better. And, right. You know, and it looks like Carmelo doesn't have to be the man.
Yeah.
Because here's a guy who can do it really well. So, so those are the big stories in the NBA right now. So that's happening right now. And not too much else is going on. My fantasy leagues, I was 1-1 last week. Devontae Freeman going out with a concussion and not returning to the game cost me big time.
You think he'll play this week?
No, I don't think so. Because they said yesterday on Wednesday that he was in phase one. I think there's like three phases to the concussion. And he's not even past... week one or phase one.
Okay.
So that was last week, and then but luckily I pulled out my public league game. It was a very low score, but luckily my other opponent wasn't really paying attention. You know, Marshawn Lynch didn't, but that was a shock. Nobody thought Marshawn Lynch was gonna sit the bench, but I got.
Well, he was previously indestructible.
Yeah. And now he's not looking good.
Sitting out last year.
Yeah, I mean, I got to tell you, Devontae Freeman last week, my opponent last week at Marshawn Lynch, and Justin Forsett, who broke his arm. So
he did? I didn't know that.
Yeah, oh, man. And the video went around.
Oh, I don't want to see that.
Well, he's got a second elbow, if I may put it so bluntly.
Wait, what is the Cowboys' record?
The Cowboys' record is now 2-8. They are not making
it's over.
Yeah.
Oh my God, my cousin must be so mad.
The fat lady can sing now.
He loves the Cowboys.
Well, a lot of people around the country love the Cowboys.
Yeah,
you know, Cowboys travel well. They have a big fan base.
They're a national team.
They are. What are other some fan bases would you say that's
New England, because they've won so much.
That's recent. I'm talking
Denver.
Like traditional. Nah, I'm going to say Steelers. Steelers are traditional, a traditional nationwide
team. A lot of people in New Jersey love the Raiders.
Oh,
like,
sure.
Raiders.
Sure, the Jersey Shore
Raider
Club.
Nation.
Raider Nation, yeah.
You know, people dress up in costume.
Yeah.
People,
that's
know.
Very attractive.
I still have never been to a Raiders
but
game.
If you're a
I
young person.
Go.
I think one thing that's not recognized often is that the Dallas Cowboy draw is like Mexico's team also.
Yeah.
Plus, before the Cardinals were in Arizona, still today if they play there, they get a lot of following.
Southern
Cowboys.
California,
yeah,
is still it, that's Cowboys area,
right?
Like it extends all
so
the way.
So it's a Southern team and a Western team.
Yeah, Southwest, like the Cowboys of old, of hey, days gone by. Hey, how about
you
that?
There you go. Good one. I like that.
And then college football. So the Oklahoma State's now no longer undefeated.
Right.
Ohio State is no longer undefeated. They lost to Michigan State.
Let's go, Rutgers.
They're still in the top five, though.
No. Ohio State, no. No, no, no. Top five right now, Clemson, Alabama, Iowa, Oklahoma. One loss Oklahoma team.
That'd be good to see Oklahoma back.
Yeah, it is. Notre Dame, that game at Fenway, I wasn't able to watch it. I'll tell you what. Having what I have, which is I'm a cord cutter. I use apps to watch television.
Yeah, sure.
Well, it wasn't on NBC proper. It was on NBC Sports.
Right.
Now, the problem is that Apple TV has an NBC Sports app, but it did not show that game. which to me was just horrendous. Yeah. That was bad, bad.
It was a great opportunity for them.
It was a great opportunity. Now, that's why they put it on, but if you're not going to show it on the app or other places to watch it.
Well, Boston College has upset them in the past, and it ended right. up being a close game.
Notre Dame had a big lead, 19-0, and then the Screaming Eagles of Boston College came back. They made it close, 19-16.
Yeah.
Notre Dame won the game,
right.
which that's what caused Notre Dame to fall out of the the playoffs. So right now in the playoffs, it's Clemson, Alabama, Iowa, undefeated Iowa, and Oklahoma.
But there's the bowl games. I love bowl games.
I love the bowl games. Look, Notre Dame, no matter what, is going to go to one of those New Year's Day or New Year's
Eve. Perfect.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
What about Rutgers?
Rutgers is not doing well. Rutgers made
weren't they doing like really good last season?
They were doing okay last season. I don't even think they'll be bowl eligible this year. Which is a problem. No, so...
Well, everybody's better than them.
Everybody is better than them.
They're a tough conference.
That is. They absolutely are. So I mean, I'd like to see Notre Dame. They'd be interesting,
sure.
But I totally understand.
Well, that's a national fan base. Right
that is
there.
Absolutely a national fan base. That was big.
It's important for the game to have them.
Yes, and that's why, you know... So Oklahoma's back in the playoff picture. That might be exciting. It's going to be interesting to see upcoming. If Alabama... outlast Auburn, because that's a hated rivalry.
Right.
And Notre Dame can actually catapult themselves back into the playoffs if they have a really good showing at Stanford, which is, that was the big game, even though Stanford has two losses.
Yeah.
They slipped up a couple weeks ago into Oregon. This could be a big win for Notre Dame if they beat them,
okay.
and beat them handily. So
that'd
be interesting.
I'm a Notre Dame fan and a Rutgers fan.
You know, I like Rutgers because of my personal ties to Rutgers. I did not attend Rutgers, but
my mom attended Rutgers.
You know, family members, relations, all that stuff have been to Rutgers. Living on, you know, relations going to Rutgers. So all that. So Rutgers has a ties to me, and of course Notre Dame also has a tie, being an Irish American, as 20 million other Americans are. So they have a tie to Notre Dame. So it's just classic. That's all. So, all right. Well, thank you very much, guys, for joining us. Jake, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Dad, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Happy Thanksgiving. Let's digest and feel better. Take your Pepto-Bismol. Relax. But you can call us at 626-427-7678. Our phone number is 626-427-7678 to reach the program, to join in, leave a message, and be a part of the podcast in the future. And you can also follow us at Everyman Sports on Twitter. Thank you very much. Happy Thanksgiving, and Andrew, please take it away.
This has been another episode of Everyman Sports. The show's music is Cold Funk by Kevin MacLeod and is licensed under CC Attribution 3.0. Everyman Sports can be found on Facebook.com, where you can like it to receive updates and news. Visit Everyman Sports in the iTunes Store to leave a review of the show. Also, visit everymansports.podbean.com directly to comment and support. Everyman Sports can be contacted directly at everymansports@gmail.com.